When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
I did not see this coming. I did not see Shaq Barrett retiring. I thought Shaq Barrett was going to give us one good year. He signed the contract, staying close to his family. You know, they're still in Tampa. He'd even talked about it. Like, I really wanted to play in Miami for a couple of reasons. I like the scheme, but also I want to be close to my family, and they're just right across the state. I thought 1 year, that's all we really need. Get Jalen Phillips back, Bradley Chubb back, get this defense going. He has a solid one last year, makes a little money, stays close to his family, and we're good. Well, that's not happening because he retired last night. I did not see that coming. I don't think anyone really saw it coming. Now you got to start looking, Vlad.
We left here yesterday. I'm like, and then, you know, you look in the news, and then I hear Adam Schefter tweet that Shaq Barrett has decided to retire. And I'm like, yeesh, first of all, why didn't he do it like a couple hours earlier when we were on the air?
No, I don't want us to break that.
Yeah, you know, but it's all right. We were going to talk about it today.
Yeah.
And second, it's like, wow, bro, like literally 3-4 days before training camp begins. And I'm trying to figure out, I mean, Kuzin, we all know that if you start mentioning retirement, you're already retired. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you start thinking about retirement or mention the word retire,
yeah.
Once you say the word retirement, then you're already thinking about it. You're already retired.
Especially if you're at
the end of your career. There's just certain ways of saying it, but once you say that, once I finally hear the R word, like, yeah, retirement, then I know it's done. So he's been saying it for a couple of years now, and it seemed like maybe he wants to play, but he might not want to go through all the dealings of training camp and the whole nine. So it was like, you know what? I already had one foot out the door. Let me just get out of it and just save everybody the trouble.
Yeah, that's probably obviously. Like, I'll give it one more go, and then it gets closer and closer to training camp, and you're like, I don't know about that.
And if you really about the family, the kids are about to go to school soon.
Yeah, it's too much. Okay, so Shaq Barrett's gone. Can we get anybody to replace him? There's a couple of guys out there that have been listed. First up, formerly of New England, Matt Judon. Of course, this would require relatively large financial hurdles.
Judon's going to want money.
That's the problem.
Judon's going to want money because he's been a very, very, very good player in this league for a long time. I think maybe the Patriots were going, obviously they want to go younger. They got a new head coach, so they let him go. But Judon is he's going to be one of those guys. If he's not signed early, he's going to be one of those middle of the season acquisitions, like how Ndamukong Suh was acting, and Mario Williams, those type of guys, Dwight Freeney, where they don't want to go through the hassle of going through the training camp and everything.
They keep
themselves in shape, and they're ready to go during the middle of the season.
He's 31 years old, and he's just 2 years removed from 15.5 sack seasons. So he is a good option as far as talent. Just the price tag, probably going to be a little too high for the Dolphins. Now, one of the guys everyone seems to be talking about, former defensive end of the New York Jets, Carl Lawson.
He's been banged up.
6 games last year. Did you like
it? But most of those six games weren't because of injuries. Not all of it was because of injuries. So it was because of the – yeah, there was just guys better than him. Jermaine Johnson stepped up. And you had also the guy that went to Philadelphia, Bryce Hall. So that's why Lawson. But the year prior, he had gotten hurt. He's been hurt. He was hurt throughout his career with the Jets. But, I mean, maybe a different scheme, different, you know, different team may help him. But I would definitely give him a call to see what's up with him.
So he does have some talent, but he has been bitten by the injury bug. A lot of people are listing him as a possibility for that reason, because they're thinking they could maybe get him on the cheap one-year prove-it deal, which could be worth taking a flyer on if you can get him for the right – I mean, of course, anybody for the right price, but a guy that does have talent, a guy that has had some injury issues, maybe you can get him on that one-year prove-it deal and see how it goes. Here's another name, Baltimore, formerly of the Baltimore Ravens, Tyus Bowser. He was released as a cap casualty, which, whenever you hear a cap casualty, that means, they're going to ask for a lot. He didn't play last season because of a knee injury and has appeared in 9 games since the start of the 2022 season. Once again, maybe one of those guys value a one-year, stay healthy, prove it deal. Sign him to the minimum and see how it goes. Still got some talent. Tyus Bowser, though, another option, and you know, Baltimore Ravens, and we know there's a little bit of familiarity right there, although he didn't play last year, with Anthony Weaver, but the whole system, that could be another option. Maybe, maybe not. Oh, do you like the options of maybe bringing some guys back that know the Dolphins organization, Vlad?
Like who?
Like Melvin Ingram. In 20
what, games. What team was he on last year?
San Diego Chargers. Oh, San Diego Chargers.
No.
No, he was picked by the San Diego Chargers. He was playing with...
I feel like he played for the Chiefs for a little bit.
He was a free agent for most of last season.
Right.
So he didn't make much of a splash.
Wait, no, he came... No, didn't he come on towards the end of last year for the Dolphins?
I think when, they did sign him, yeah.
Yeah, when the linebacker, Baker, got hurt. Didn't he come in? Or maybe it was a year prior.
No. That was the year prior.
It was the year prior. Okay. Prior.
So he knows the role. Maybe
I don't know if he knows the role because this is a new. Remember, this is the other thing I've been mentioning.
It's all different.
This is a third defensive coordinator in 3 years. So this is a third. This is a whole new scheme. So if you've been in part of that Dolphins defense for the last 3 years, this is the third defensive coordinator you're going through. That's something to think about.
The other bring him back. Emmanuel Ogba. Things didn't end so well, but maybe, you know, you figure he
That's
was...
nasty work. You cut him.
And it's like,
and then now you got to resign him. You might have to bring him back.
You really might. Like, we need you. You maybe need us. Let bygones be bygones.
Listen, Zeke went back to Dallas. Why can't Ogba go back to Miami?
I don't 100% hate the idea of it. If it's, you know, if we can get past everything and... let it all go, maybe. Emmanuel Ogba looking more and more like maybe that would be an option. And we know he's pretty decent, and maybe he was just in the doghouse like a lot of other players were. And it might be a little weird, though. That's all I can say. Might be a little weird, but Emmanuel Ogba, another interesting situation. They released him just a few months ago in March. The relationship didn't end on great terms. Bad feelings on both sides. But it's Anthony Weaver. Like you said, Vlad, that's what makes it so interesting. It's a new coaching staff on the defensive end. So maybe they can come in and say, hey, look, you got done wrong. You didn't get played right. I know it kind of is nasty, but let's reconcile. Let's do this. It's best for both of us. Get right back there. In the mix, you know, some of the guys that are on the line with you, try to figure it out. Emmanuel Ogba. So far, that sounds like a reasonable reach for the Miami Dolphins.
But my question is this. If you're going to go after a defensive lineman, pass rusher, can you get anybody that's not over the age of 30 or above?
That's the problem.
Can you get somebody who's like maybe 27, 28, 29 that maybe give you 2 more years? Even if it's a one-year show-and-prove deal. But if they do show-and-prove, you can give them a 2-3-year deal extension afterwards, you know, something to that effect. Because when he's mentioning Carl Lawson, he's what, 31 you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Rap City for
31.
Well, Rap City for him with the injuries.
Here's a
Emmanuel Ogba. How old is he?
Emmanuel Ogba. I thought he was younger. We can check right quick.
I mean, you know, I think things are doctored.
Let's see. He's 30. Okay.
All right. Well, man. Yeah.
But I'm glad you bring up a 29-year-old and talking about bringing him back. Maybe not the most popular person to bring back, but maybe you have no other options. Charles Harris.
Ew.
Come on. He's 29.
Ooh.
Didn't go so well the first go-around here in Miami. Beggars can't be choosers. He's got to get healthy.
Well, then that's the other thing. Everybody that you're mentioning has health issues, and the Dolphins have health issues as of right now going into the training camp.
It's looking less optimistic and more pessimistic as we look at these guys, and we just got to really hope that Chop Robinson is a first-round pick like we picked him. You liked Mo Kamara over there at Colorado State, hoping he could do some big things. He's a fifth-round pick, but maybe he's a steal. You hold up the wall until...
See, Cap for Life just put something right now on YouTube, and if you're watching on Twitch, thank you all.
Yeah,
Cap for Life says the Dolphins got seven guys over 30 years old on its roster. Now, this is the problem to me. If you were the Dolphins are a playoff contending team.
Yes,
are they a Super Bowl contending team?
As of now, in my heart of hearts, with all honesty, Vlad, stepping aside from my fandom and just looking at this team, no.
Okay. To me, when you have seven guys on our fifth, how many people in our 53-man roster, right? It's a 53-man roster. When you have seven guys in a 53-man roster, and they're going to play minutes.
Oh, major.
That, to me, means you're on the verge of winning a championship, and you're adding these vets to get you above that, get you towards that goal. But you guys don't have depth.
Mm-mm.
You guys have no depth. So if anything happens to these old guys, you're going to be throwing these young guys, you know.
Strap it up, young guy. Let's go.
You're going to be throwing them in a in a crazy position right there where they're going to have to contribute, which we want, but maybe you wanted to bring them along
a little bit, a little more slowly.
A little slowly where they can learn the game, because it's a big difference, a big jump from playing college to the NFL.
I mean, there's a big jump from year one to year two in the NFL, they say. So, yeah, that's absolutely right. And there was an article in one of the local media outlets asking, are the Dolphins relying too much on 30-plus?
But that's what I'm saying. Players. I can understand that if you were on the verge of, if you're a Super Bowl contender.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is it. Like
what the Buccaneers,
the Rams.
Funny
did.
That we're talking about Shaq Barrett, but right. That's what the Buccaneers did. They won that first year, and then they tried to win another two. But they loaded up that team. They got Brady.
They had to do.
But they had the young talent offensively, but they added the vets defensively, and they had Todd Bowles. They didn't have to worry about, they knew the scheme and everything like that. I don't know about this team right now because you have a new defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. It's his first time being a defensive coordinator.
That's true because he was a defensive coach with
right.
the Ravens.
So, and you got players that are joining the team, players coming back from injuries. You're not really going to be a full defensive team until maybe as the earliest October.
Yeah, I would hope. I mean, they seem to be recovering well, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, but, I mean, middle of the season at the earliest?
It looked great, but, I mean, you know there's nothing that he's – you don't see anything being done. He's not doing anything pushing off the heel or anything
right.
like
it's
that.
It's individual training videos
right.
and stuff like that,
yo,
which is totally different from playing in a game.
Dude, you know, yeah, I wish I could look like that. He's jacked, but can he run?
Yeah. Can he not get hurt?
I can run.
Can you play?
Maybe not well, but I can run.
Can you edge rush is the big question, Vlad.
I can – get on the edge and try to attack the quarterback. Though that big left tackle will be throwing me left and right all around the field. But I can at least do it. I'm not in pain. He hasn't done it yet.
Right. Yeah, man. So right now it looks like Emmanuel Ogba. Can we give you a call and be like, hey, let bygones be bygones? Once again, it's a new coaching
but that's
staff.
That's what I'm saying. If it was if Vic was there.
If Vic was there, you couldn't do it. Not at all. It wouldn't happen.
Ogba would not be on the team.
But Anthony Weaver might be able to make that call and say, hey, look, you got done wrong. Let's make it right for each of us. We'll see. We'll keep you posted. Training camp starts Wednesday, come hell or high water. Well, and I'm sure if hell and high water come, they'll postponed training camp. But nonetheless, it starts Wednesday.
No, they got an indoor. They got an indoor complex now.
But, I mean, hell's so hard to overcome.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Hell and high water.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, well, we already know the sewers down here are horrible. They don't even have sewers.
Man, feet wet every night.
Flood. I mean, when it rains, it's nothing but, you know, flood warnings.
Hmm. Yeah, so we're just going to have to wait and see. Just keep the walls and keep the holes in the dam plugged as long as you can until the cavalry gets here. And hopefully that'll be enough. If not, Tua and the offense, Mike McDaniel, start scheming it up. Scheme it up. We're going to have to run and gun and shoot out every single game.
You can't have a shootout every single game because once November, December comes and January.
But that's when the guys will be healthy. That's when.
But you better be able to run the ball.
Okay. We'll see. We got some guys that are tough in there, man. They'll get us those hard yards.
Sure.
But we don't know anything about Jalen Wright yet, other than he's really fast. So maybe.
So you have no Shaq Barrett.
Yep.
And your quarterback still hasn't been extended.
No contract. Right.
Yeah, this Wednesday is gonna be great, baby.
You still haven't gotten a big sled of a running back to power through during the cold months. You got a lot of injuries still on the defensive line. Looking for two rookies. Mo Kamara and Chop Robinson to not only contribute, but be very solid contributors. Anthony Weaver, first year as a defensive coordinator. Yeah, I'm staying optimistic, Vlad. Very optimistic.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.